Welcome to Shua Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas, Rav Naftali Ber Rabbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tzadik Dalid, and the Gemara in this Daf speaks about the Issur of Gnevas Das. One should not pretend or do something that seems to his friend that he's doing something for his own benefit, for his friend's benefit, when he really is not intending to do that. Why is that so? So Rashi says, V'nimtza machzik lo teiv achinum. He's going to owe him a favor, but for no purpose at all. And that's a lashon that some other rishonim bring as well, which means he's basically stealing from him to a certain degree. He's taking away his das. He thinks that he owes him something when he doesn't. So it's a din of gnevo. The achronim, the Birkas Avraham and others, they point out that in the Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, and in the Rambam Hilchos Deos, it sounds like the pshat is different. Because the Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shari Tshuva that the reason why a person cannot do Gnevas Das, he says, a chet chomor tzachach v'yisrael yoyser megezel, is more chomor than stealing. Yanu b'yan ki sfas sheker oshmo rabo. Because this person is lying. V'nis chayavnu al gidra emes. The person has to be careful to say the truth. Ki u miyisoy de hanefesh. Mashmo says that it's something improper to come and say a lie or to do something that looks like a lie. And that's what the Rambam writes in Chosdeus Perek Beis Loch Evov. And he starts by saying that a person should not deceive people. And then he brings the examples of our Gemara. And then he says, he ends, El esfas emes v'ruach nochoin v'lev tor mikol omol v'hovois. Person should be truthful, should not come and do these lies, this deception. So the mashmos of Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam is that it's not because of Gnevo stealing away his das, but because you're doing sheker, you're saying something which is a lie. A person should not involve himself in deception. And the way the Achorim say that the difference between Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam and the way the Pushup Shah and the Rashi, is it a b'nodom l'chaveiru or b'nodom l'makri? According to Rashi, you're stealing from him. You're doing something wrong to your friend. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam, someone who's doing something wrong himself, he's saying a lie. He's saying something which is wrong. It's against him, not against his friend. And the Chora, these two Avonos will have enough kamino. Gabi, what the Bnei Soscha writes in his Sfarim, writes in the Agra de Kalo, Pasha Vayero, and similarly in more in length in the Agra de Pirko. And Agra de Kalo, he brings that it says that Avraham Avinu says, Vayoymer Adnus, Al Nata Avor Malavdecho. So Rashi there brings, we're not sure if he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to pass, or he's talking to the Malach in the gate to visit, not to pass. So says the Bnei Soscher that it's very roi for a tzaddik that when he speaks to a person, they have in mind to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why these two pshatim were both true. He was talking to the person who he thought he was an Arab, but in his mind he's also talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, V'loi mikrize gnevas das, im nafshe v'libo l'shemayim. He has in mind to Hashem, it's not gnevas das. And in Agur de Pirko, he brings the Zohar and Pashal Vahiro. And the footnotes they bring over there, they have very similar Zohar and Pashas Vayishlach, Chalak Aleph, Dafku Vainal, from the base, that says that David the Melech spoke to this Rosh called Novel, and he said, V'amartim kol lechai, V'atosh sholom u'beischa sholom, v'chol shalacha sholom. So the Zohar is asking, how can you speak to a Rosh and say sholom? So he answers the Zohar, he's not speaking to Novel, he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means, kol lechai. Kol lechai is a reference to Hashem. And the Zohar brings another example that when Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef came to visit him, it says, Vishtachu Yisrael Rosh Amito. You think he was bowing down to Yosef? No, he's bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Zohar Pash Vayishal says, that's what it says when Yaakov Avinu was bowing down to Esav. He was coming in front of him to bow down. He wasn't bowing down to Esav. He's bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it says there, Vuhu over Lifnem. Who's Vuhu? That's the Shechino. So he immediately was bowing down to the Shechino. So the Bnei Soscher in Agra de Pirko in Ois Kuf Samechei, he says, it's not considered to be a remorse, like Nevas Das, to have in mind for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Bilav Ochim, min aroi l'chol bar das, bez dabrim abriyos, shio kavanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should always have in mind for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning a person should always be connected to Hashem, and that's what tzaddik should be. So it's fine if he's speaking to a Rasho, to speaking to somebody, to a regular person, to have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, l'chora, according to the way in the Achorim understand in Rashi, that you still going to have daitoi, that the person doesn't understand it. So l'chora, it's a little hard to say it. Because the ma'isa, he feels that he's giving him a shvach, he's giving him something. He's still machzik lo toiv achinom. Unless you want to say, like the Gemara says, in the Amud Beis, that it's his fault because it's really roi for a tzaddik to always have mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam, it's very gishmak, because the whole issue is that a person should not be a rip beramos, that he should not be deceiving. But if it's the right and proper thing to have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not called deception. That's mitzido, he's doing the right thing, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.